There's a story about a captain who, in his retirement, skippered a boat, taking day trippers to an island in Scotland. On one trip, the boat was full of young people. They laughed at the old captain when they saw him saying a prayer before sailing out, because the day was fine and the sea was calm. However, they weren't long at sea when a storm suddenly blew up and the boat began to pitch violently. The terrified passengers came to the captain and asked him to join them in prayer. But he replied, "I say my prayers when it's calm. When it's rough, I attend to my sheep." There is here a lesson for us. If we cannot and will not seek God in quiet moments of our lives, we are not likely to find Him when trouble strikes. But if we learn to seek Him in quiet moments, then most certainly we will find Him when the going gets rough. There will always be storms, problems, and difficulties in our lives. It happens, still happening, and will happen to us. The question is, are we ready when storm comes? The captain in our story anticipates that weather will come, the storm will come, or not, along the way, he already prayed. If the storm comes, he is not busy praying, but attending to his sheep. Likewise, we are all invited to do the same. Pray always. Pray when it's quiet and calm. And pray when the storm hits us. Don't stop praying, but it is wonderful to pray when the storms are not yet around us to prepare us. My dear brothers and sisters, why are we frightened? Why are we afraid or fearful? Storms in life will come and will go. But if we trust and have faith in God, who loves us, we will be saved even if we die to this world. Those who rely on God and at peace can affect people around them, and we too can calm the storms of others. Faith enables us to relate to God rightly and confidently with trust and reliance by believing and adhering to His word, because He is utterly reliable and trustworthy. If we want to live, grow, and persevere in faith, then it must be nourished with the Word of God. Fear does not need to cripple us from taking right action or rob us of our trust and reliance on God. Courage working with faith enables us to embrace God's word of truth and love with confidence and to act on it with firm hope in God's promises. The love of God strengthens us in our faith and trust in him and enables us to act with justice and kindness towards our neighbor, even in the face of opposition or harm. God is telling us, don't be afraid. I'm watching you all the time. Jesus is not sleeping, so why are we fearful and afraid? But the question is, do we have faith in him? How deep is our faith? There's a woman who, just a few weeks after her surgery, the chemotherapy treatments had begun. Every morning, she would comb her hair, and every morning, she would pull out another clump of her beautiful hair from the brush. This side effect was hitting her harder and harder. One morning, she felt the top of her head, and for the first time, she could count the strands. But she felt strangely at peace. She said, I felt comfort knowing that God knew how many strands were in my brush, or in my pillow, in my hat, in my hand. God had counted them all. With or without my hair, God knew me and my future held. I was still afraid of the cancer, of the chemo, the upcoming brain scan, and its results, but I knew that God would be with me through it all. She held each strand just as God, in his providence, count them from the moment God breathe his life into her. She became aware of God present in the love of her family and friends who were supporting and suffering with her. My dear brothers and sisters, God is with us. Do not be afraid. Count on him. Have faith in him. As we also celebrate Father's Day tomorrow, let us pray for all our fathers that God may guide and reward them of their goodness and love for all of us. May God always bless and protect them. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and increase my faith. May I always rely on you, courageous and not afraid of anything, because you are always watching me, and I recognize your abiding presence with me. I have faith in you that you will calm the storms in my life. Amen.